sitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes of all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight.
WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You're listening to Rethinking the Raven by Plasmodium, local band, a couple of years ago. Finishing that up. Coming up is a little Hallow Gallo. Deutschland, of course. They're from Neu, from their first one. So stay tuned for that. And then followed by Twink Cranes. Coming to the second hour. Jeff Roll from James River Film Society.
when their bed is ready.
Doom, they're calling.
Wow, that's quite the interlude. All right, Twink Cranes right there from their album Spectrum Theater Snakes. And the song Spores before that was Hollow Gallo by Noi from their first one. This is WRAR 97.3. What's up? This Friday Breakfast Blend. You can check me out on Ustream if you give a damn. And you just go to Ustream and you can search Friday Breakfast Blend. And it'll show up. Not that you want to see my ugly mug, but I have curly hair. According to some strange woman last night at a pizza joint who, when she was walking out the door, said, "Oh, you have curly hair," and just like touched my hair and played with it. I was just random. And I don't know if she was coming on to me or if she was loaded or what, but it was a little odd because I was like, who is this? Oh, I don't know who this person is. I mean, whatever. with a collection of art that spans the globe in more than 5,000 years, plus a wide array of special exhibitions, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts is recognized as one of the top comprehensive art museums in the United States. A special exhibit on display until June 10th presents a powerful narrative of a controversial abolitionist. The Legend of John Brown by African-American artist Jacob Lawrence highlights an important new addition to the museum's permanent collection, showcasing 22 silkscreen prints. To learn more, you can visit vmfa.museum. 620, man, I only played two songs, and that was 20 minutes of love for you right there. I'll try to ease back. Maybe I'll have that and go to five-minute songs. So how about that? We're going to start with Sufala, and this is from her Sufala album. It's right here if you want to see online. And we're going to play the song Blank Page. Nice tambla action.
Oh, For free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Yeah.
appear between the speakers in a correctly aimed system.
Oh yeah, rocking. Yeah. Jams. Listen to Flying Lizards. When they're hit Money. Singled in 79 on the album in 80, and this is obviously the extended version. Alright, there's only one thing that can follow up. It's a little Thai beat a go-go. And we'll do some Shake Baby Shake by Sotsai Chinky. Sounds like the Batman theme. All right, this goes to Jamie.
Pull out the skull, remove the cancer, breaking his back. chisel next for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power, equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodoo pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, forehead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like a ukulele. As I move in rockets, overriding levels. Nothing's aware, same data, same systems. New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California, Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Now my helmet's on, you can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete, confused, compounds and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent, economic vomit, I save, restore food. In capsule D, my program is ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code, unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Contact 2, send in FedEx. I program 1 and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal, upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. 5 colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
All right, a little Dr. Octagon, your prescription for the morning, suckers. You know this to be true. That was Earth People from his Dr. Octagonologist. Yeah, I can't even type that, so whatever. Jerks. Okay, and before that was Candy Machine and Instamatic, which, you know, if you think of Instagram, there you go. It's still topical, even though it's like 15-year-old song. Then we heard The Frustrations and Girl from Space from their Glowing Red Pill album. And then Sodside, did Shake Baby Shake. And then we had The Flying Lizards in there with their cover of Money. And then Bjork was there with Army of Me. And we started a long, 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 long time ago with me intermittently hollering at you with The Blank Page by Sufala. All right, couple more songs. Hey, let's. You know what we should do? We should do The Alligator right now. Foxborough Hot Tubs.
Some other plan. the stake. I'm pushing in, moving it out, put it up, put it down. I can't stop moving, I can't stop moving, I can't sit down, my tongue is moving. Come on, hurry up, I can't stop sipping from a furry cup. Can't stop the twist, can't stop the kick, can't stop the twist, can't stop the kick, can't stop the twist, can't stop the kick, can't stop the twist, can't stop the twist.
Ha! All right. I was preparing the next song for your listening pleasure. So there you have it. That was a Cramps Ultra Twist from their Flame Job album. Rest in peace there, Lux. I had the opportunity to see them at, I guess it was called the Flood Zone back in the day. My friend Dave, who's a little older than me and was actually around when they kind of broke, you know, the scene or whatever. And he was like, I'm going to go see the Cramps. I said, what? They're here? I didn't even know. And then, so we went. He got punched in the face by a girl. Not that girls can't punch, but I'm just saying he was being kind of funny. And I swear Poison Ivy, the guitarist, was looking at me the whole time. She was staring me down. And then Lux jumped on my head. All right. Before that was Foxborough Hot Tubs and Alligator. This is WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You're listening to the Friday Breakfast Blend. You can go to WRAR.org and you can check out my playlist in case you can't listen or you forget things like I do constantly. And you can also get to the Ustream link if you want to see my ugly mug. Jeff Roll from the James River Film Society will be in here to talk about the Filmmakers Forum that's coming up tomorrow night. So he'll be in to talk about that any moment now, and that's about it. So you know what? I know we had a Broad Appetite last week and everything, and I just hope any of you that attended that made sure to magnetize your food.
Watching and save that spare universe in case of emergency. You say you're open-minded, but make sure you don't close your mind to the possibility to become a fundamentalist Christian or a Muslim or a celibate priest or a packet of expired yeast. Don't give all your food to charity, give it a little bipolarity. Magnetize your food. Magnetize your kitten. Magnetize your spleen. Magnetize your food. No, sure.
happy like a Jew. There's nothing where you hold my hand, thought it thrills me. It's not the way you finish, could have known me. When she's out, what you did to me, it makes that absurd. You took it to me, but when she's wearing on your shirt, it's not a tongue that ought to make me wake up. It's not a sausage spoon that made me feel hot. The thing that really made me feel high. Well, you can't do this, I'm gonna give you a try. It's not the desert that made me jump on over to. It's not the dreams, the dreams that made me wanna lean on you. Let's get into the heart of the thing. Oh baby, you can't give me more than you bring. Oh baby, won't you say it? Won't you say it? Won't you say it?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, guess, do you know what band originally did that song? If you do, you're a winner. If you don't, whatever. That was a Dead Kennedys cover by Vitamin L from a CD called What Were We Fighting For? It's a DK tribute. Came out on No Records in 1998. Before that was The Great Pan Is Dead by Cold Cave from their Cherish the Years album that came out on Matador last year. And then we heard Neon Judgment from their album MBIH exclamation point and the song Sister Sue, and then we had the Evolution Control Committee to start us off with Magnetizing Our Food, and I dedicate that to all magnetized food everywhere. With me right now, oh wait, let me read this real quick, Jeff.
Sure.
Did you know that in the 1950s it was common for people to keep chickens in their backyards? We know people that keep chickens.
Yeah,
but we can't say who it is.
Beth.
Hey, Beth. Did you know that eggs from backyard chickens are nutritionally superior and safer than supermarket eggs? Backyard hens make good neighbors too, but current zoning laws in the Richmond area restrict the access to this healthy food source. Cities like New York and Charlottesville allow hens inside the city limits. You can learn more about efforts to bring chickens back home to Richmond by emailing chickuns. And that's chick, like, hey, C-H-I-C-K, and then U-N-Z. So they're ghetto chickens, I think. .rva@gmail.com. Okay? WRER's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com. All right, with me in the house is a regular visitor, Jeff Roll from the James River Film Society.
That's right. It's great to be back.
Hi, you have a good radio voice.
Oh, good.
You've DJed, right? You're
telling me. Yeah, college radio down in North Carolina.
Excellent. What college did you go to, if you don't mind?
That was University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Woo!
But I actually DJed at the station for Guilford College.
Oh, wait. How did you go to a different college to DJ?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. UNC Greensboro had their own station, but the station for Guilford College had higher wattage.
So, and we all know how people like higher wattage.
Yeah, higher wattage.
Excellent. Well, you're here to talking about a James River. Is a James River? It's a division of that, the Film Society's.
Yeah, absolutely. James River Filmmakers Forum. Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Visual Arts Center in Richmond, at 1821 West Main Street.
That's a nice building.
Yeah, it's within walking distance. from here,
from it is. It actually is. Yeah. You're right. And it starts at 8, right?
Absolutely, 8 o'clock.
And I'm not trying to entice people, but there's a bar there where you can get sodas or whatever, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Yeah. And what are you going to be talking, what's the, is there a theme? Actually, first, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Filmmakers Forum and sure. how you've been doing it.
It started back in February of 2009. Mm-hmm. We're in our third venue now. Our first venue was the Carver Healing Arts Gallery, mm-hmm. which is sadly closed. Oh. Then we went to Balasso for a while. Mm-hmm. We had a good time with Balasso. And we're at the Visual Arts Center now because the Film Society's headquarters is there. So we're just no hauling equipment around town.
Right.
That was the hard part.
And so what typically do you do at one of these forums that you've had? And are they monthly or bi-monthly?
It is quarterly.
Quarterly, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Basically, it is a talk show featuring filmmakers, mm-hmm. local filmmakers. Sometimes we bring people in from out of state. I was just talking to a guy from New York just the other day via email that was interested in doing the Filmmakers Forum in the fall.
Nice.
So we're going to bring him in as a headliner, and he's a very talented guy. But so basically what we do is we screen everyone's work. There's going to be, I think, about 6 or 7 people on the panel.
Wow.
Tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And after we screen everyone's work, we gather all the filmmakers up into a line at the front of the room.
Up at the front, and, the firing yeah, squad.
And I interview them, mm-hmm. and we take questions from the audience. I turn into your average talk show host.
So you go Merv Griffin on him and stuff?
Yeah, Merv awesome. Griffin, yeah.
Awesome. Is it free?
It is indeed free, but since we're a nonprofit group, we do accept donations. And, you know, if you can bring a buck with you, that'd be great.
Tomorrow night, who's going to be featured and what are some of the screenings? And what are they like? What kind of films do they have going on?
Okay. One of our headliners is Bryce Spivey, who is an established television producer, and he is showing a documentary clip that he put together for VSU. So, and our other headliners are the return of Sean Hambright and Joey Tran. Mm-hmm. They will be showing their science fiction short called Singularium, which they screened at the Bird last December. I don't know if they've had a local screening since then. Uh-huh. I know that they've been going out there networking through the film festivals, but they're going to be showing it in its entirety, not a clip, but in its entirety. And we're going to have a group of student filmmakers from VCU.
Cool.
Including Hunter Brumfail, mm-hmm. Alan Smith, Ariel Arrakis, and Mike Buckbauer. And for the first time, We're going to have some student work from John Tyler Community College down there in Chesterfield County with their instructor, Ted Salins.
Huh. You know, it seems like that this is a really kind of a growing thing that you've got going on. You started 3 years ago.
That's right.
And now you're getting guys from New York coming in, and you got John Tyler and VCU. How long has VCU been involved with you guys? Or, I mean, have had representation, I guess you could say.
Representation. I think we had the first VCU students on the panel, very first program.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to bring in new talent to showcase theirs because, you know, it's important that their work gets screened outside the classroom into a general audience.
Yeah.
Instead of an audience of their peers in their classroom and their instructor.
And to be graded on. It's like actually taking their work seriously.
And also to sit on a panel with more established filmmakers that have been doing it for, you know, a decade or two.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of an honor.
Yeah.
It's an excellent networking opportunity if you're a local actor or an editor. Come out and you get to meet the folks that make these films and get involved in new projects. And it's just an excellent opportunity to get involved in the local filmmaking scene.
And that's a great way to put it, too. I mean, of course, you know, but it's like everybody thinks it's like, oh, James River Film Festival. It's like, no. It has grown more. I mean, that's awesome and fantastic, and that's y'all's bank or money or whatever, and that's the big event. But James River Film Society also does such wonderful events as the James River Film Festival.
Throughout the year.
And you know, I was a part of something like that last year, and we're doing it again this year, which will be good. We're not going to talk about it, of course. But I think it's just fascinating to me to see so many different kind of art forums growing in Richmond. And thanks to you guys and you, Jeff, to help make that happen. What would you say to make somebody come to tonight's event if you had to?
It's tomorrow night.
I mean tomorrow night. I beg your pardon. Tomorrow night at 8:00.
Okay.
So what's going to entice somebody that's like driving right now to come and see it?
Well, basically, I hear a lot of people. Ask me, you mean there are films being produced in Richmond? I said, there are films being produced in Richmond all the time.
Yeah.
And there's probably somebody sitting at their laptop right now editing their work.
Right.
There's probably dozens of guys and girls out there editing their work right now as we speak, you know, for something that they're working on and they love it. And they want people to see it. So the Filmmakers Forum is an excellent opportunity for you to come out and take a sample of what's going on in the local filmmaking scene.
And it's, you know, it's probably one of the few outlets that is available to local filmmakers, or at least as far as like getting together, other filmmakers getting together and talking about things like that.
Yeah, there was a few out there a couple of years ago, but for some reason I'm the last man standing right now. But, you know, that's bound to change month, any year now.
Certainly.
That somebody else is going to launch a new program, and I would support them.
Absolutely.
As they would support me, because that cooperation within the scene is very important. Not being competitive towards one another. And I think that's important to any art and multimedia scene, is that you support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're a musician or whether you're a painter or a graphic designer, you just go out there and you support your fellow artists.
Awesome. Now, I'm not going to put that on the spot. You're a filmmaker, too. Do you have anything?
That's right.
Do you have anything in the works right now? Sorry. Just say,
yeah, I have a lot of ideas on paper, and then when I look at it, it's, oh, that's going to cost too much to produce. So I shelve it, you know, I'm going to try to get something off the ground. I think me and one of my team members are going to put together a promotional clip for the Filmmakers Forum coming up here in a few months.
Nice.
So we're just going to go out there to the Visual Arts Center and shoot something and put it out there on the internet. So
the interwebs.
The interwebs.
Cool. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, jamesriverfilm.org.
Awesome. And you can find out all the information about James River Film Society, as well as the James River Film Makers Forum, which is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. At the Viz Arts Center which is on, what's it, something Main Street.
That's 1821 West Main Street.
That's right. That's tomorrow, June 9th, At 8 p.m. Jeff, thanks again. It's always good to see you coming in, and I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Love coming out here, hanging out.
Okay, cool. Everyone, peace out. We're gonna play. Hey, I'm gonna play a little music because Yi was all excited because, well, I don't know if he was excited, but he was. He was cautiously optimistic, I guess we could say, about we heard that Adam Ant is coming to town and
the legend.
The legend.
War paint and pirate outfits. Yeah.
Has it come full circle for yeah, I guess if Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever's been kind of, although that's kind of dead now too, but all right, so this one goes to you, Jeff. Ant people.
Hi, this is the WRAR Community Calendar for the week of June 4th. I'm Mitchell.
I'm Luke. The JRL is pleased to announce an exhibition of mixed media form 70 artists at the James Center Atrium from June 2nd to 22nd, 24 hours a day, with public reception June 10th, 9 through 4 p.m. For more information, call 804-344-3222. Or go to www.jamesriverartleague.com.
Kick back and relax at the garden on Thursday evenings this summer. Stroll through the gardens, enjoy wine tasting, music, outside dining, and shopping. The location for this event is at the historic Bloomingdale House. This event takes place on June 11th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lewis Ginship Botanical Gardens. For more info, call 804-262-9887. or email pr@lewisginter.org.
The city's riverfront plan and the Virginia Capitol Trail are Richmond's best opportunity to vastly improve riverbank amenities for the general population. On this monthly excursion, Paul Kiefer updates walkers with progress as the city implements both plans. Learn simple steps to prevent delays which are already occurring. This event takes place June 17th, 10 a.m. through 11 a.m. at the Great Shiplock Park. For more information, call 804-909-2302 or email prsgkiefer@aol.com.
This is a great opportunity for you to learn new and exciting info about current and prospective building projects. This ongoing event occurs every second Thursday of the month from 12 to 1:30 p.m. at the Hanover Country Club. If you can't make it for our first session, please feel free to RSVP for future months. This event takes place at 14314 Country Club Drive, Ashland. For more info, call 804-569-6108 or go to www.hanoverhfh.org.
In celebrating New Vision Youth Services Incorporated partnership with Youth Service of America, this is NVYS's second annual walkathon benefiting local homeless and foster care youth. This event takes place June 16th, 10 a.m. at Mount Trashmore Park, Virginia Beach. For more information, email newvisionyouth@cox.net or go to www.facebook.com/onenewvision.
Examine 19th century architecture and modern revitalization efforts in Richmond's oldest intact neighborhood. Developed by Major William Mayo, Churchill is home to St. John's Church, where Patrick Henry made his famous speech, and the city's largest number of antebellum structures. This event takes place on June 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Patrick Henry Park across from St. John's Church, East Broad and 24th Streets. For more info, go to www.richmondhistorycenter.com.
This has been the WRAR Community Calendar for the week of June 4th. Please send your events to wrarcommunitycalendar@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
The ravine was a dynamo that never stopped running, night or day. There was a great moving hum, a bubbling and murmuring of creature. It smelled like a greenhouse of secret vapors and ancient washed shales and quicksands. And in the shade of warm trees, with her hands at either side of her like the oars of a delicate craft, lay Elizabeth Ransell. Her face moonlit, her eyes wide and like flint, her tongue sticking from her mouth. Ray Bradbury's The Ravine.
All right, right there. That was, man, I'm fixing things. Hold on. I'm fixing things here. Hey, I'm fixing it, mister. Hey, mister. I'm fixing this right here. That was I'm a Janitor by Suburban Lawns from their self-titled album. And then before that was Black Moth Super Rainbow and When the Sun Grows on Your Tongue. And then we heard a little interlude from a little cassette tape thing that I had from many moons ago, Ray Bradbury Tales, and that was The Ravine. That's one of my favorite stories, kind of creepy, especially, like, I love radio dramatizations. All right, I just confess that, okay? I do like them. They're kind of cool. Anyway, that's from a set of that. It was just the introduction. I'll probably play the other side introduction in a minute, just because the narrator's really good. For that was Adam and the Ants and Ant Music, and that one goes out to Jeff, who was just here. From the James River Film Society. Let's see. What do I have to do? Oh, let's do a little bit of this. Hi. What? Look out. WRAR is being partially underwritten by Mekong Restaurant. Since 1995, Mekong Restaurant has been serving Vietnamese cuisine and a daunting selection of Belgian and fine American craft beer to Richmond diners. Located 6004 West Broad Street, Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and private events. More information available, 804-288-8929 or online at mekongva.com. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Democracy Now! Coming up at 7:59, Rainbow Minute. We're going to get a little rocked out here. Oh, man, I meant to play Man or Astro Man. All right, I'm going to do that in a minute.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart.
My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
The rocket ship sank down towards Planet 7 of Star System 84. They had traveled millions upon millions of miles. Earth was far away, her system and her sun forgotten. And now the rockets of these tiny men could travel anywhere, for the speed of their rockets was the speed of a god. And now they were feathering down towards an alien world. Ray Bradbury's Here There Be Tigers.
Let it crawl. Yeah. Let it crawl.
Let it crawl.
I sound just like him. All right, coming up in a minute is Rainbow Minute. Thanks for listening to Friday Breakfast Blend. This is Society's Bag. Let it crawl. We're going to do a little Rasputin stash after this. And then Rainbow Minute time. What's up, man? Royce is here. He's ready to board up. See you later.
Oceans Day 2012, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute.
Proposed in 1992 by Canada at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, World Oceans Day was officially recognized by the United States in 2008. It's now observed every June 8th. The theme for 2012 is Youth, the next wave for change. Youth are the most motivated and knowledgeable segment of the population when it comes to the environment and its protection, so we are in good hands. Ongoing scientific study of the oceans brings with it new discoveries. A recent study of 120 bottlenose dolphins near Australia revealed that some form same-sex pair bonds. Also observed were extensive bisexuality with periods of exclusive homosexuality. Some same-sex bonding appears to be long-lasting. One herd of seven male dolphins under observation spent 17 years together in an intimate group. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Ruth Morrison.
Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Bayard Rustin's birth, that's all next week on the Rainbow Minute.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This thing out because what they're saying is anybody who puts this information on the internet, if you do a report on a drone strike, if you do a report on anything related to military operations,